BBC News, I'm John Shea. Leaders from around the world will hold talks in the next few hours on organising emergency aid for Lebanon following Tuesday's devastating explosion in Beirut. The discussions will focus on raising money for food, medical equipment and reconstruction. A Grand Council of Elders, or Loya Jirga, in Afghanistan has approved the release of 400 controversial Taliban prisoners, hoping the move will bring progress in peace talks. The government has already complied with Taliban demands to release several thousand other prisoners. Unusually high numbers of voters have been queuing outside polling stations in Belarus, where the authoritarian president Alexander Lukashenko is facing the stiffest challenge of his 26-year rule. Many wore white bracelets to support the strongest of four challengers, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya. Police in the Czech Republic have arrested a man in connection with an apartment block fire that killed 11 people in the eastern town of Bohumín. Witnesses said the suspect handed himself in and confessed. The US Health Secretary Alex Azar is due to arrive in Taiwan shortly in what will be the highest level American visit to the island in 6 years. The trip has already angered China, which considers Taiwan its own territory and discourages foreign officials visiting the island. North Korea says it sent a train carrying food and other supplies to the city of Gaesong, which has been sealed off following a suspected coronavirus case. A report in North Korean state media said the situation in the city was dangerous, but it didn't say whether there were any confirmed infections. And the mayor of the Japanese city of Nagasaki has urged the government to take more action towards eradicating the world's nuclear weapons. It's exactly 75 years since a US atomic bomb destroyed the city, killing more than 70,000 people. BBC News.